Hey, y'all, it's Nakia backstage at ACL Fest weekend one, day one, and just getting ready to go on stage is Maren Morris. Welcome to the Sun Radio tent.
Thank you for having me. It's good to be home.
That's right. We are so glad to have you here and so excited for your set. I actually, once we are done, I'm done interviewing for the day, so I can actually go watch your show.
I was going to ask, like, do you get to watch anyone at these?
Yeah, there's been some little clips here and there, but yours will be the first one I get to see the whole show.
Obsessed.
So speaking of ACL Fest, you were here in 2016 on the BMI stage. I bumped into my friend Gary Miller, who's an incredible rock and roll photographer. He shared this photo of me, of you, on the BMI stage. Look at that crowd. That's like, really good for a first time at BMI stage. That's a big crowd.
A couple stages.
That's right.
Yeah, it's wild. It's been that long since I've been here. I grew up coming to ACL, so yeah, it's good to be back.
And you, of course, taped an episode in season 48 of Austin City Limits, one of my favorites, by the way.
Thank you.
I wanted to talk to you a little bit about something that's near and dear to my heart as a queer person. You've been such an incredible ally and outspoken advocate for so many different communities who have been marginalized. You were one of the strongest voices for equity in country music, especially. Seeing that from the time that you started shouting that from the rooftops to where we are now, do you think that we've seen some progress in that area?
I mean, yeah, I think it's definitely a little bit better. At least, like, people are having the conversations. Yeah. You know, my friend TJ Osborne and Brothers Osborne came out a few years ago. And, you know, that was such a big deal. He's, you know, very masculine, the deepest voice you've ever heard, gorgeous singer and gorgeous man. But, like, being the lead singer of a group in country music and coming out as a gay man, I can't imagine how, you know, scary that must have been.
Sure.
But I think, of course, like, there's more representation of, like, it's never going to be as much as I would like to see.
Sure.
But, you know, baby steps are at least happening.
Yes, absolutely. And again, I think that a big part of that is folks like you coming out and saying, hey, this is what we need, and this is what these folks deserve, and that we're so grateful for that. I want to talk about Beat the Devil.
Yeah.
We're playing it right after we're done talking today.
It
is so haunting and so it's almost otherworldly in parts. What is that song about? Where did it come from for you?
I think I was just in a mood that day with my friend Jimmy. I was like, can we create something really gothic? So, like, Southern Gothic, but also have these elements of gospel and not overdo it and just make it about the lyric and the hook. And I think, you know, also feeling this sort of villainous arc that day. It's like a little amplified as a character. It's not exactly me, but I loved writing from that perspective because getting to weave a lot of biblical references in with, you know, it's the devil personified and being like, you cannot outsmart me. I'm like out cunning you. It's chess, not checkers.
Yeah.
But
I love the line, like, from the preacher. I'm the one they told you about from the preacher's mouth, you know, like that really, I grew up in a little Southern, you know, town in Alabama and, you know, it was all fire and brimstone and, like, scary, you know, I was terrified.
I know. It's like, what would be the response to that?
Yeah.
That's kind of where the song came from.
I love it.
Like, I'll scare you back. I'll be Satan.
Well, thank you again for stopping by. Yeah. We really appreciate it. I know you got such a busy schedule and you're literally going straight from here to the stage.
I am, yeah.
But let's take a moment, if you don't mind, let folks know where you're from and where to find you online.
I'm from Arlington, Texas, and my family's still there. My mom's a hairdresser.
Aww.
My dad makes salsa.
What?
And I...
Yeah, what's your dad say?
Vado Blanco
there
salsa.
There you go, there you go.
But no, you can find me on all the socials just at Maren Morris, MarenMorris.com. And come see us.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much.